This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's no exaggeration to say that Bethany Houghton's whole life has been shaped by music. From her earliest memories of learning to play the cello, to building violins, teaching students, and performing, the constant thread has been wrapped around the joy that music brings her. So it's no surprise that when Canoe FM recently had the opportunity to interview her, music was center stage. While there were some relatives in her family who could play music, it took sibling rivalry to open up Houghton's world to learning and loving music. Her sister picked up the violin, and Houghton set her sights on the cello. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And the school that she was a part of started up it was a Suzuki program, so it was intended for quite young children. So she was five at the time that she started, and they had a brand new cello program in the same school. And I just looked at them and I just went, that's what I'm going to play. Like, I'm not going to play the same thing that my older sister plays. I have to play something different. So I just said, that's my instrument. So when I was four, I started playing cello. And I actually have a younger sister as well who also at four picked up the violin and started playing. And gradually, my younger sister, Laura, she switched over to viola as she got to taller. I think she was about 13 or 14 when she switched. And so she played viola. And what that meant is that as a family, we had a trio. So my older sister on violin, myself on cello, and my younger sister on viola. It was perfect. It worked really, really nicely for us to do like little jam sessions and things. So
after an ADHD diagnosis, Houghton's mother enrolled her in a violin-making course at Fleming College to help channel her energy through hands-on learning. She just turned 16, got her license, and drove up to Haliburton to take the course. In the years that followed, she became an assistant instructor, and the violin she made there is the one she still plays today. Between her education at an arts high school in Etobicoke that taught her all aspects of theory and performance, weekends playing weddings, and even building string instruments both as a hobby, then later as a way to make a living, Houghton says she's got many interesting tools in her toolbox.
So I came and I took the violin making course up here in Haliburton, and that was run for a really long time. I remember taking it for the first 3-4 years as a student, and then after that I started coming back as the assistant for the course. Yeah, and it was a long-standing course that they had going there, and I was really like pretty devoted to just the bowed strings, violin, viola, cello. And in those first 3 years that I took that course, I was able to build my violin that I currently play. So I got all these things kind of under my belt. And then I realized, you know, just with the way my brain works, that I really like the idea of just being an all-round, you know, well-rounded individual when it comes to music in general. So I have all the performance skills and, you know, practice skills. And I took teacher training for violin or for cello, actually, for teaching that in the Suzuki method. And I went to an art school for high school as well. So I did all of this stuff, which means that I have a lot of weird information in the back of my brain, and then people will ask me questions, and I usually have something that wakes up in the back of my brain and says, oh yeah, that I know the answer to that. And it almost exclusively has to do with music and instruments, right? Because I have all of this stuff there. Okay, so with all the music stuff that I do and have done in the past, you know, with the violin making and building and repairing and all that stuff, I was working for Phil Davis after high school. Phil Davis is a violin maker in Toronto, and he's the one who actually used to come up and teach the courses up here. So I started working for him as a sort of part-time thing. And with finishing my first violin, and I was starting to get into the idea of building a cello and building a viola, and I wanted to do everything, right? And so with all of that stuff going on, I was never entirely comfortable in the city. I didn't like the way that you would... I lived in a basement, okay? So I lived in a basement apartment, and I would take the subway to work, which was also in a basement. And I just started to feel like I was never seeing the sun. You know, I was like, I'm in a basement at home. I'm in a basement, you know, down in the gutters and the sewers and the, you know, like I just felt like I was never outside, never saw anything beautiful. And yet we had the family cottage up here. So I was kind of like, well, you know, what would it hurt for me to try moving up north, you know?
For a while, Houghton divided her time between Haliburton and Toronto, driving back and forth between teaching and building instruments in the city. She worked for a roofing company in Minden to fill the gaps between teaching gigs, as well as at Tim Hortons. She took part in many open mic gigs, then finally made the decision to move here full time. The freedom to teach, then retreat into nature, gave Houghton the perfect work-life balance. Later on, when looking to start a band, music and fate stepped in once again. Houghton saw a guitar player and asked him to join the band. He became a bandmate, then husband and father to their child. Together, they were in two bands and now perform under the name Training Chickadees. When she looks back at the journey that's led her here to Haliburton County, Houghton is grateful beyond words that music has been guiding her and granting opportunities she never imagined. Houghton's band, Trained by Chickadees, is working on an album due out soon. She's also collaborating with the Haliburton Highlands Harmony Project on the remaining seasonal songs. She's also working on a song for Remembrance Day called Wartime Lullaby. For more information or to book lessons, email Houghton at stringstudioworkshop@hotmail.com. Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.